Gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for a glorious day of worship, that you would call us to gather as your people, that you show us more and more of your glory and majesty. Thank you for this first service. I look forward to what's ahead. We ask that you would come be present with us now as we talk as a family. I pray, come Holy Spirit and guide this time. Come be glorified and prepare us for the work that you long to do in our hearts this fall. And let it just be the beginning, Father, of us understanding more fully the richness of your generosity toward us. In Christ we pray. Amen. Well, I want to just share with you all, we've had this in the bulletin for a number of weeks, and I wanted to give you all just insight into what this fall is going to look like at St. Andrew's. For a little over a year, I would almost say close to 2 years, I have been just praying about this whole idea of generosity. And I don't know why the Lord kept putting it on my heart, but he did. And sometimes I'd listen and sometimes I wouldn't. That's how we do. But as he kept putting it on my heart, I thought, Lord, I want to listen. I don't know what you're calling us to, me too, in this idea of generosity. But I knew I couldn't let it go because, as you'll see in a minute, this is a very important part of our lives. And so as I started praying, Lord, what does it look like for us as a congregation at St. Andrew's to grasp more fully your generosity toward us in Christ and how we respond? What does that look like? Didn't know the answer until the Lord began to bring other pieces in this puzzle together. At the end of last year, we received a very generous gift from a family at St. Andrew's to pay off 10% of our current debt. Right now, we have $2.9 million in debt at St. Andrew's, and this family has generously offered to reduce that by 10% over the next couple of years. Well, as you can imagine, that's a very gracious and generous gift. And our leadership team took that and began to pray and say, Lord, how do we respond? How do we respond? What are you doing with that in conjunction with what I'd been praying about? And over a season of prayer, we began to say, you know what? I believe the Lord's leading us as a congregation into a time to eliminate our current debt. It's not that much. It's significant. But so we began to pray, Lord, what does that look like? What does that look like? Because let me just give you a few numbers. Currently, we pay roughly $190,000 a year to our debt. About $91,000 of that goes to interest. $91,000 goes to interest. We're going to be currently paying, if we keep doing what we're doing, we'll be paying this off for the next 20 years. So if you take $91,000 times 20, that's a significant number that's going to interest alone. And we thought, Lord, is this the time? Is this the season that you're calling us to come gather to say we want to reduce, if not eliminate, our current debt? And we sensed that he is. But as we began to pray, we said, how do we go about it? Because what typically happens when churches go through something like this, they'll put a capital campaign together and say, we're going to bring the whole congregation in to either raise money for a building or to eliminate a debt. That idea, we chewed on it for all of about 30 seconds because we realized that's not what we want to do. Eliminating our debt is important, but we quickly realized by God's grace that the main thing before us was an opportunity for real heart transformation. What's more important than paying off our debt is what Jesus came to do, and it's about discipleship. It's about him coming and transforming our hearts more and more into the image of our Savior. And one of the pieces, I believe, what that looks like is us entering into a season. It's not just something that, okay, I'm going to do this season, I'm going to go on about how I normally live my life, but to enter into a season to look more closely at the generosity of God. How is he so generous to us in Christ, and how do we respond? Because when we grasp the generosity of God in Christ, friends, it's going to make us a radically generous people. It just can't help but do that. And so we thought and prayed, and we said, then let's go through a focused season where we're going to look at God's generosity to us in Christ, and then how do we respond? What we're going to do is go through an eight-week time looking at, and this is going to be the theme of it, the title of it, Generosity, Transformed by a God Who Gives. Because if we're really coming to surrender and submit our lives to the Lord, He longs to transform us. And I don't know about you, but I know enough about my own life. Though I could say I'm somewhat generous, there's a lot of places in my life that I'm not. I know the idols of my heart when it comes to money. I know the idols of my heart when it comes to time, my gifts, what I give my life to. And you see, Jesus wants it all. He wants to radically transform us that we would look more and more like Christ and break us free of those strongholds. Now, when you think about generosity, and I know where many of your minds are going, money. Well, that's an important piece of it, but that's not all of it. We often focus on money when we think of generosity because that's that piece that I think gets the biggest stronghold in our lives. You begin to talk about money in someone's life and they begin to go, don't go there. I don't want you in. And some of you might be feeling that right now. And what I would say, that's the exact place that God longs to break into your life. Any place that we say, no, don't go there, or this is uncomfortable, I think is the exact place that God longs to transform us more into His image. And that's what I long for us. And that's why I thought a one-off sermon or two sermons about giving, it's not going to transform a heart. 8 weeks isn't going to transform a heart, but it's going to begin the process. Because we need to come fully and say, God, what's getting in the way? What's getting in the way? One, of me experiencing the radical generosity that you've given us. And two, for me to live a life of radical generosity with my money, with my time, with the gifts you've given me. As we go through this season, we're going to spend 8 weeks looking at this. And one of the things I know the Lord is going to do, He's going to call us to really look at, what are we valuing? What are those things in our lives and our hearts that we value more than Him? What are those idols? What do we spend our money on? What do we give our time to? Is it really for His kingdom? Or is it to build my own kingdom? And what I want Jesus to do in this time, friends, is to expose those idols. Now, that's hard, because it means we have to give up. But that's exactly what He wants, isn't it? If we're going to really receive more and experience more of His generosity, we've got to say, I've got to give up. And so it's coming in this season to see, God, what are you calling me to give up? Where are you calling me to realign my resources around your kingdom and not my own? And I just said something that we're going to be looking at in these weeks ahead. I said my resources, right? I know a lot of you think, my resources, your resources. They're not ours. None of them are. They're the Lord's. Everything we have is His. So what does it look like to reorder our lives, to reorder our resources, our money, our time, what we give ourselves to, how we use the gifts that God has given us, our spiritual gifts, the other things that He's given us? How do we reorder those around the gospel? And again, to me, it's something that's going to take more than a sermon. And you know that too. It's going to take more than eight. But it's a beginning the process of us coming and submitting ourselves before the Lord in that way. So what this fall is going to look like is we're going to take a very intentional time. We're going to do an eight-week series on looking at the generosity of God. We're also going to have daily devotions that Seth has written. We're going to do this for 4 weeks. Things that we'll have, we can also email them to you every day. But to look at and to begin to process with the Lord, what are you longing to say into my heart? Where are you longing to reorder my life more around the gospel? Because if we really want to come and submit ourselves to the Lord, and we're really intentional about transformation, we've got to go through what He wants us to go through. We've got to listen. We've got to engage. And so not only will we have an eight-week series, we're going to have 4 weeks of focus, time in God's Word around what's He stirring in our lives. The community groups that meet at St. Andrew's during this time, we're going to have questions for you to process together in community. Because you know as well as I do, real change doesn't come on our own. We need community. We need the body of Christ to come around us, to dialogue, to talk, to engage with, to wrestle with, where this is really hard, because it's going to be. I'm already feeling it personally. But that's a good thing. And so we need community to be able to be a part of that as well. If you're not in a community group or in a small group, we're going to have a listening tour part three. For those of you who were here when I came, when Kimberly and I came a number of years ago, we started off the summers with a listening tour where people would gather in homes and we would just come to listen. What is God doing? Well, we're going to do this for a number of weeks in the fall, where we will invite you to come and engage. I want to hear, what's God doing in your life with this? How are you wrestling with this? Where is he longing to break in? Because again, transformation takes place in the body in the context of community. And so we're going to have that as well. We are going to, at some point in the fall, we're going to have an opportunity for those of you who feel so led to give toward reducing the debt, to have a time where you can give. Friends, we're not going into a campaign. We're not asking everybody to do this. We're saying, come put yourself before the Lord and see what he wants to do. Some of you are going to feel led to be generous in other ways, and that is glorious. Because at the end of the day, I know that God's going to take care of our debt. He's going to do what he wants to do with it. But what I long for, what our staff, our leadership team longs for, is that we would put ourselves in that place before the Lord to say, what do you want to do? Come break in. Come change my heart. Come change my life. And be willing to respond in whatever way he so leads. A passage that, as I've been thinking through this and praying through it, is what Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. I want to read these words. He wrote, as for the rich in this present age, and that's everybody in this room, by the way. We're all in different spectrums, right, aren't we? But in the grand scheme of things, all of us in this room are rich. And so he writes, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Where are you setting your hope? I got to tell you, I struggle with putting my hope in riches here. But I love what Paul wrote. He wrote, don't set your hope on the uncertainty of riches. It doesn't last. All you have to do is look at what the stock market's been doing lately. It's volatile. He said, don't put your hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God. And that is key. Set your hope on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. You want to talk about the generosity of God? He's the God who provides everything we need to enjoy. He richly provides. And Paul goes on and writes, they are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. My prayer for y'all, as I have pulled back over the last couple of months and set aside significant time to pray through and to see what God is calling us, where he's leading us, is just that. I long for us as a congregation, friends, to take hold of that which is truly life. And the only way that we can take hold of that which is truly life is if we open up our hearts to say, I'm giving up those things that are not. And as we do, we will experience more fully the radical generosity of God, and we're going to get to see him use us in profound ways in this community and around the world, giving ourselves, our lives to generosity. So I want to invite you into this. I want you to pray about this. I want you to pray about what God longs to do in your heart. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But ask him. That's all I ask of you. Ask him. And come with a willing heart for him to do the work that he longs to do. I'm sure that you've got a ton of questions. We have 5 minutes. The card just came up. So
Dustin, I mean, I'd love to answer any questions that you might have. There's so much more, friends, that could be said. If you have specific questions, too, that we can't answer this morning, call me, please. Email me. Email Dustin. Email Seth. Email anyone on our leadership team, because we would love to answer any questions you have. But we got a few minutes, so I'll entertain any questions. Ah, good question. Suzanne just asked, if we get rid of the debt, does that mean we're going to go build again? No. It's a good no. It is a good question, and it's one that we've been asked. We've also been asked the question, what are we going to do with the money? Because $190,000 is a significant amount of money. We don't know. But I know that the Lord will show us when we are freed up in that way. And what's typical of how we respond at St. Andrew's is this. We don't all of a sudden say, look, we've got this money, let's go spend it. No. It's saying, Lord, what do you want us to do with this? He hasn't put that before us yet. But we want to be faithful and ready to say whatever he puts before us, we can say yes to in more glorious ways. So the question was, what is our interest rate on the mortgage? And I think it's around 4%. So the question is, people will have an opportunity to give if they feel so led at some point this fall. What will that look like? We're going to have information, just a simple card, with some of these details on what our mortgage is and so forth, just some key information. We're going to ask that there be one particular Sunday that we kind of have an in-gathering that people bring these in, but people can give to that over, you know, a one-time gift over one or two or three years. So it'll be that kind of thing that if you feel led to give to reducing the debt, and again, this is an over and above our tithe, our typical gifts to the church. And if you feel led in that way to do that, you know, people will often pledge for one, two, or three years or a one-time gift. And we'll have information that'll make that very clear for those of you who would like to see that. Okay, one more question that I'm told I've got to stop. What does our debt consist of? What does our debt consist of other than the mortgage? I think it's just the mortgage. It's just the mortgage. Yeah. All right, I've got to be faithful to our time. Thank you. I thank you for coming and listening. Please, if you have questions, call us, email us. But what I would ask is that you would come with an open heart to what God wants to do and let him guide and lead you as he so chooses. Let me pray as we end. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you love us so much that you never keep us right where we are, that you're longing to continue to transform our hearts by your grace more into the image of our Savior. And as you do, please come. Bring us all that we need, the faith, the strength, the abiding in you, to allow you to come and reorder our priorities, reorder our lives around the gospel, so that we would take hold of that which is truly life, and that's you, Jesus Christ. We give you the glory, and I ask for your blessings on this. In your name we pray. Amen.